This insan has to realize the value of time. That youngster who with his Ray-Bans and who with that gold necklace around his neck and with that gold rings on his finger, who stands in front of that mirror admiring himself, looking at himself from every direction, that young girl whose eyes were compared to the moon and the stars, whose cheeks, the glow of which was compared to roses, as she admires herself turning this way and turning that way, why don't they ponder? Why don't they think? Why don't they realize it's just a few moons? It's just a few years? It's just a few days and nights that are going to pass? أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Janabi Rasulullah said, why don't you look at the movement of day and night? Every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought near. Today you are admiring yourself. Very soon that day is going to come. Very soon that day is going to come when they bring the mirror in front of you. You will say, no, don't show me my complexion. How are you going to delay the onset of old age? Buy this cosmetic, go to that plastic surgeon. This whole humanity, especially the West, pick up the magazines, pick up the media. A constant effort to delay the onset of old age. A constant effort to delay the passage of time. Quran says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. When we have given you age, when we have caused you to reach old age, we bring a reverse in your creation. We make you like a little child again, so that those around you may think, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Realize the life of this world, the time of this world is temporary. Abu al-Itahiya, a great king, he builds a palatial home, a testimony of the wealth which he had amassed. Mamun al-Rashid, was a khalifa, he built this home. Then he invites Abu al-Itahiya, rahmatullah alayhi, that look at my home. Look at what I have built. Today, what are the yardsticks by which we measure our achievements? What are the objects of this world on which we take pride? That beautiful home which we built, that fancy building which we built, that huge wealth which we amassed. He says, come and see now what I have done. What does this pious man say? You spent your whole life in this. What is his response? Ishma badalaka saliman. عِشْمَا بَدَالَكَ سَالِمًا فِي ظِلِّ شَاهِقَةِ الْقُسُورِ يُسْعَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَ الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ. He says, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself in the supposed protection and longevity of these huge, huge pillars that you have erected. يُسْعَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَ الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ. Like how in India, Pakistan, when the cavalcade moves, they say, hato bato, hato, hato bacho. Move out, somebody big is coming. Nowadays we see it too, when that limousine is going with the flags on it. Move out, move out. He says, yusa alayka bimashtahita. Morning and evening, servants are running at your beck and call. Whatever you want is there, is found for you. But don't be deceived by this. Don't be deceived by this. You've got everything, but you cannot stop the tick, 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 tick of that clock. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ الصُّدُورِ. The time is going to come, the time is going to come when that heart will start fluttering in the depths of your chest. When the heart will start palpitating, when you'll feel that burning pain that will run down your left arm. At that time, فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا. When the reality of mort and death will dawn upon you, when the reality of the temporary nature of the life of this world will dawn upon you, at that time you will know with yaqeen, with certainty, مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. The life of this world was nothing but a deception. The so-called achievements of this world was nothing but a deception. What is the good of those degrees? What is the good of those wars which are being won? What is the good of those lands which are being conquered? What is the good of the wealth which is being amassed when mort is a reality? When that rich man and that poor man eventually are going to go to that same black hole of sand. Not that the millionaire will have a marble qabr or an air-conditioned qabr and that the poor man will have a different type of qabr. Not that the worms will only walk in the cheeks of the poor man and not walk in the cheeks of the rich man who has gathered the things of this world. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. He says, O foolish insan, you are happy by milestones. You become happy with the passage of time. Today is my birthday. And what is the latest celebration? New Year has come. So-called intellectuals, so-called people who have the concern of humanity at heart, bust up fireworks, one billion pounds wasted in 7 minutes. Celebrating what? Celebrating a new year. Celebrating a testimony of the passage of time. Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. The poet says, you are happy when time has passed, when a new moon is sighted, when a new year has started. But know and understand that every passing day is taking you closer to your qabr. That is not a milestone, that is a reminder, that is a time for reflection. Fa'mal li nafsika qabla al-mawti mujtahidan. So exert yourself in what? In a'mal. Exert yourself in the preparation of the life that is going to go on forever. فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Because profit and loss is not measured in rands and cents and dollars. Profit and loss and the testimony and achievement of the life of this world is measured in a'mal. نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى. نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى. He says, every time the new moon is sighted, every time a new year dawns, whether it is a solar calendar or the lunar calendar, and Allah has made it such that this year both are together or very close to each other. Every time a new year dawns, you renew your happiness, you renew your celebration, you renew your revelry. But what is the reality of that new year? وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَظِي. Know and understand that every milestone of the passage of time, every birthday, every new year is nothing but a sword that is slashing away at your life in this world. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. Even the jannati will get the height of his aspirations, will get beyond his imagination. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, you don't even know what I have prepared for you in jannat. Even that jannati also will have one regret. What will be his regret? His regret will be the moments and the seconds and the minutes and the hours of the life of this world which he wasted away without remembering Allah.